Tune in for Cardinal baseball tomorrow afternoon as the Redbirds take on the San Francisco Giants in Game 3 of the NLCS. Coverage begins at 2:32 tomorrow.
Catch Cardinal baseball on WGIL.
It's 5:27 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Sherry Waite and Lyndall Messmore are our guests tonight from Triumph Services. They're members of the board of directors for Camp Kids, a camp that began, I believe they said, in 1999. But resources and funding have been critical over the last probably 5 years at least. And that's either shortened the camp or forced it to look at different creative ways to help serve that clientele. And of course, last summer, not even being able to serve the 35 that you've had, or 30 plus in the past. So $60,000, Lyndall, is that average? Where did that come from in the past?
Well, when we take a look at the camp counselors, the staff that we need to have on board, transportation costs, weekly we have a field trip, we have some swimming twice a week, so you take all of those kinds of expenses, and an average season for 35 kids is about $60,000.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
We do not receive any state or federal funding, so a lot of that, all of it, is through local community fundraising that we do from year to year. And as you know, a lot of social service agencies are out there competing for the same dollars, so it's been extremely difficult to have a little reserve to carry you on through the next year. So hence, that's why we were unable to carry on our six-week mm-hmm. camp this past summer. But we've had a lot of community members come forward and support our fundraisers. And that's the answer. That's the key, is having our community join together to make this camp possible.
Warren Achievement, I think you said Bridgeway, KCCDD, did they all in their own ways funnel resources?
We all financially donate to Camp Kids. Each agency does, and that helps, you know, set the money together to build on to have the next camp year.
We also have been very fortunate to receive funding through both Knox and Warren County United Ways, and through Galesburg Community Foundation in the past. You know, we tried to look at grant opportunities mm-hmm. as much as we can to assist with the funding.
There's probably not a lot out there that could come your way in terms of grants outside of the community.
They're hard to find.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you have certain stipulations, mm-hmm.
sure.
and we don't always fit the right mm-hmm. the right program. But we have had funding in the past through Ronald McDonald Charities. That's
sure.
something we've continued to try for. But, you know, there's no guarantee yet from year to year mm-hmm. that we're going to get those.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, fundraisers always help. There's one coming up this Saturday that people can take part of. It's one of those types of events that I think people find to be a lot of fun. I'll let you detail what's happening.
Okay, well, we have a quarter auction scheduled for this Saturday, the 18th. It's held out at the VFW from starting at 6:30. You can get your tickets at the door for $10. $10 will get you two paddles, or I like to say two numbers. To mm-hmm. I haven't attended a quarter auction before, so it's kind of a new experience, but I understand it's going to be great fun. $10 will get you two paddles. We have over 135 baskets items that will be auctioned off for or available for bid. So you bring your quarters, and depending on the value of the basket or the item, you put in if you'd like to bid on that item. You put your number or two numbers in mm-hmm. and pay a quarter or 50 cents or 75 cents or a dollar.
Yeah.
Depending on the value of the basket. We also will have food there.
Oh, good.
For everyone to enjoy, our hot dogs and drinks available. We're hoping that we have a total of 300 come out and mm-hmm. Enjoy and some fellowship and some nice bidding on events, and it's a good event to support the Camp Kids.
I suspect your baskets or goodies, whatever you have to bid on, will kind of have a wide range, do you?
A very wide range. I know that we have some fishing baskets.
We have some sports baskets. We have some cooking baskets. We have some certificates from MSI for some hour of service, mm-hmm. Things like that, gift certificates.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll be able to find anything that you want. come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, the quarter auctions I've been to have been a lot of fun. People kind of get into it, if you will, and enjoy the food and then just bid on different things. So hopefully it can be something successful for your organization. And all of it's going to be earmarked, any of the proceeds for Camp Kids then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think, Lyndall, you'll be able to open this summer? Or is it, again, you're just trying to get to that point where you can...
We're making plans. We're really hopeful that with the fundraisers... Actually, we have a fundraising committee that we've established after this past summer with a goal of raising $25,000 at least. And if we meet that goal and with the contributions from the United Way and from our supporting agencies, we're very hopeful that we'll get to that $60,000 mark to open up the camp again for the full season.
Yeah. All right, anything else you want to add before we wrap up here today?
I just hope you'll come out and enjoy an evening out with us, and we're looking for a great time.
All right. Our thanks to Sherry Waite and Lyndall Messmore on behalf of Camp Kids. It's governed by Triumph Services, which is three different agencies that oversee the camp. And again, the quarter auction is this Saturday, VFW on Michigan Avenue in Galesburg. Doors open up, did you say
6:30?
All right, for the quarter auction that night. Thank you both for being with us
here
tonight.
Thank you, Terry.
It's 5:33, and Alexis has the latest from our newsroom that's coming up next here on WGIL.